Today is Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's birthday. He's 52 years old, and it's likely to be a birthday he'll never forget.
Blagojevich is expected to be indicted soon on federal corruption charges, including trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat to the highest bidder. A spokesperson for President-elect Obama has called for the governor to step down.
Meanwhile, there is that Senate seat to fill. We'll talk about that in a moment with Slate's John Dickerson. First, let's get the latest from Chicago with Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun. And Ben, I understand the governor is back at work today.
He is. He was spotted leaving his house this morning. How he's going to function in his job today, I'm not quite sure, but he apparently is back at work.
And there are calls that he should resign. There's talk about impeachment. Tell us about that.
Well, it started almost immediately yesterday after the news of the criminal complaint against him. And by the end of the afternoon yesterday, we had every single state constitutional officer, treasurer, secretary of state, attorney general, every single one of them was calling for him to resign. You also had politicians in other offices added to the mix. So far, the governor's attorney has offered the only statement on that front from the governor, which is that he has no plans to resign. We're sort of waiting in the balance right now. And the only useful thing I can think of to do is to look at his past behavior. I guess it would be characterized with a tone of denial as the investigation got closer to him. He sort of denied what was happening and didn't respond in ways that we thought he would.
Well, could he be impeached?
That is a very distinct possibility. It would start in the State House of Representatives, which is controlled by our State Speaker of the House. He, in the past, has drafted up some articles of impeachment, but it was more out of a political feud he was having with the governor. The only indication he's given so far is that he's open to the possibility. He's talking to legislators about it, but he has not said that he plans to start the wheels in motion. There is a special session planned in Springfield next week where it could be taken up, but so far I haven't seen any specific statements from his office about them doing that for sure.
Ben, you've been covering this governor for a long time, and just reading the wiretapped conversations and the way he was speaking and the charges that are leveled against him, it's just stunning to, I mean, a lot of people are quoted in today's papers as saying maybe he's lost his grip on reality. What can you tell us about him personally and what kind of person he is and how he got himself into this?
There are two things that sort of come to mind when you ask me that. One is recently his approval rating was polled, and it came in at 13%. It was printed on the front of the Chicago Tribune. We went to a press conference and asked him about this, and he joked, well, that's a baker's dozen, isn't it? And it was just this dissonance between what he was looking at and his response. He's been kind of defined by that unpredictable behavior. And I think that that's reinforced by what we see in the criminal complaint that U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald unveiled yesterday. These wiretaps took place in the last 3 months. And this is an investigation that's been going on for 5 years. And for the governor to be talking the way that apparently he was talking, as is alleged in the complaint, is pretty unbelievable. For somebody to think that somebody might be listening and to be talking that way is pretty astounding.
To know that he's under federal investigation and still behaving as if nobody is investigating him. And
yeah, they quote him at one point in the criminal complaint as having told an aide, pretend that everybody, you know, the whole world is listening to you. You have to be careful when you have these conversations. I mean, the irony is that when he's telling this to this aide, that he was being taped and federal investigators were on the other end of that recorder listening to every word that he was saying.
Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.